Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, blindsoftware.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about a website that is, for a limited time, offering a free copy of an accessible daily planner. This website is called blindsoftware.com. You can get to it by going to blindsoftware.com. And it is a collection of both free and paid versions of software that has been tested for accessibility. The collection is not nearly as extensive as that offered at JawsUsers.com, which I talked about in an earlier tip, but it's a good start for people looking for productivity software, MP3 and audio software, and other such things. For a limited time, as I stated before, they are offering a copy of their free daily planner. I think this is one of the few things that is developed for this particular company. A lot of the other stuff I saw on there was shareware that you could get from other sites. But this, I think, is specific to them. And I was recently notified that it's free for a short time. How short? I'm not sure. But it's actually quite a nice little daily planner. There's the calendar from WebIE. That's nice. There's also, of course, Microsoft Outlook. But if you want a planner that's free from all that, this is a standalone type of thing. So I'm going to open it up and show you a little bit about what it's like and how to save and a couple of its capabilities.
Planner. 5:46 p.m. Start Gold Wave 5/2/2011. Leading menus. Taskbar Internet Explorer button. Select JAWS for 5/2/2011.
And I have it set up to go to the system tray, so instead of opening itself up immediately, it goes straight to the system tray and I have to get it back.
Monday, May 2nd, 2011. Date read only edit.
And it lands you in a date box that's simply today's date. And you can have it display dates by month, year, and day.
Day radio button checked. 3 of 3.
There are some radio buttons for month, day, and year there. But let's just simply look through this big dialog box, which is essentially what it is. It does have some menu options, but this will help us determine how to add something to the calendar.
Next button, Alt plus X.
Next, it will take you to the next day.
Previous button, Alt plus
V. Previous day.
Today button, Alt plus Y. Find button, Alt plus I.
That will allow you to find any date between now or, well, the year 100 and the year 9999, and you can enter that date into the calendar.
Notes edit.
You can attach a note to a specific date.
Save button. Alt plus S.
Of course.
Delete button. Alt plus L. Go to ... button. Alt plus G.
You can go to a specific date if you know you have a note set for that date.
Export ... button.
You can
Alt plus P.
You can export all your notes and dates into either an HTML file or a text file.
Set reminder ... button.
This
Alt plus
is nifty.
R.
You can set a pop-up reminder for a specific date so that at a scheduled time the day before or a couple days before, you can be reminded that your event is coming up.
System tray button, Alt plus M. Date read only edit, Monday.
And I'm going to find a date.
Find date dialog.
My date is going to be May 4th, 2011.
OK button. Date read only edit. Wednesday, May 4th, 2011. Day. Next. Previous. Today. Find button. Notes edit.
And my note for this day is going to be record Tech Access Weekly Podcast 92.
Save button. Alt plus S.
And I can save that.
Message dialog. The note has been successfully saved. Would you like to save the same note to a different date? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And say you've got something that occurs every week on a Sunday or every week on a Monday. You can save this note to different dates at the same time, which is quite handy.
No button. Save button. Delete button. Go to ... button.
Now I'm going
Alt
to show
G.
you how to set up a reminder for that note.
Export dot. Set reminder ... button. Set reminder dialog. 5/4/2011. 5:49:50 p.m.
It takes the current time. You can change that.
OK button. 5 p.m.
It doesn't give you, you know, like 3 hours before or 2 days before. It's a reminder that will occur, I believe, on that same day.
5 p.m. 5:55:54. OK button. 4:49:49.
So to get to the different hours and AMs and PMs and all that kind of thing, you have the time and you use left and right arrow to cycle between hour, minute, and time of day.
48:46.
Oh, page up and down don't work to go larger increments. That's kind of a bummer.
17:16:15.
We'll give it 4:15
p.m. P.M.
4 minutes, 4 hours, 15 minutes, and 50 seconds.
50.
Goes by seconds.
49:55:57:59:00. OK button. View reminders dot 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 button.
And you
Alt
can
plus
view
V.
Any reminders you have.
5/4/ cancel. OK. Blindsoftware.com planner dialog. Set reminder dot 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 button. Alt plus R.
And that's been
Star Wednesday.
Done. And if you see a date in your calendar with a star, that means it's got a note. And that one just said Star Wednesday, so we know it's got a note attached to it.
Export dot dot dot. Go to dot dot. Delete button. Save button. Alt plus S. Message dialog. The note has been successfully saved. Would you like to save the same note? No, but
whoops, I shouldn't have done that. That is basically how you enter a date into the planner and create you a note for that date. That's really basically what this does. It has a couple of nifty features. You can set the same dates with the same note. You can set pop-up reminders, which is also nice. And you can export all your notes and dates to a file if you just want them in an HTML or text file. And that's also nice. So it does a few things that the WebIE calendar does not do, I think. I don't think you can, I may be mistaken, but I don't think you can set pop-up reminders or export your notes or your dates and notes. And, you know, it's nice. I think the regular price for this is $24.95, and I'm not sure if I'd be willing to pay that much for this. I'm glad I could get it for free. But it's nice. It's very snappy and responsive and very easy to use. So it's simple as that, really. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.